John Le Masurier. The wonderful John Le Masurier remains one of those performers you're always pleased to see and retain affection for. His role as the mild-mannered Sergeant Wilson, upper class but with a benevolent and vaguely distracted manner in Dad's Army, ensures that his face, lined, tired, but crumpling into a charming smile, and his hesitant delivery, remain familiar. But it wasn't the only high spot of his career. He was easily one of the most prolific British film actors, with scores of credits ranging from Ben-Hur to modest black-and-white British comedies. He starred as a detective in The Drayton Case, the first of an endless series of crime shorts hosted by the sinister Edgar Lustgarten. He was the butler Barrymore in Hammer's version of The Hound of the Baskervilles. He was a lawyer in the original Pink Panther, and had occasional Hollywood outings like In the Cool of the Day. He played a head waiter whose ears perk up at the sound of Terry Thomas's rustling a pound note in School for Scoundrels, a twitching, incompetent industrial spy in I'm All Right, Jack, and a pleasantly melancholy seaside artist who befriends Tony Hancock in The Punch and Judy Man. He was a friend of Hancock in real life, although understandably, Hancock's alcoholism, affair with Le Masurier's second wife, and eventual suicide caused a strain all around. Le Masurier's first marriage was to carry-on star Hattie Jacques, and they remained friends after their divorce, her premature death in 1980 upsetting him greatly. A small footnote here, one of their sons was later a session musician for Rod Stewart, amongst others. Le Masurier was reputedly a bit of a hippie in the late 1960s and early 1970s, and he admitted as much in his posthumous autobiography, A Jobbing Actor, now out of print. After being told to give up alcohol by his doctor, he took up what he euphemistically described as extra-strong cigarettes. In fact, his second wife Joan claimed he was smoking one of those at the BAFTA Awards for 1971 when he was presented with the Best Television Actor Award by Princess Anne. The award was for his work in Dennis Potter's Traitor, in which he was thoroughly convincing as a defector who lived in a state of drunken reverie in a state flat in Moscow. Le Masurier's other TV plays included Tea Party, the title role of a rebellious clergyman in David Mercer's Flint, and he later played a priest in Brideshead Revisited. Before Dad's Army, he played a dozy retired colonel in another sitcom, George and the Dragon. He had countless guest appearances, including Hancock's Half Hour, The Lawyer, Lord Byron Lived Here, The Cold, The Lift, Danger Man, An Affair of the State, Ripping Yarns, and Roger of the Raj. He worked for Brian Clemens in File It Under Fear, an episode of Clemens' anthology series Thriller, which was shown late at night in the U.S. under the Wide World of Entertainment banner. Le Masurier's second wife, Joan, wrote an autobiography of her own in the late 1980s called Lady Don't Fall Backwards, also out of print. The title is an inside joke from a Hancock's Half Hour episode in which Hancock was driven mad trying to find an intact copy of a detective novel with a missing final page. In Le Masurier's autobiography, there is a nice story about a great-uncle of his who went west and achieved solidarity with Native Americans, to the extent that they presented him with a totem pole with his name engraved on it. Many years later, this wound up in a California junk shop, and was bought by none other than Vincent Price. When filming with Le Masurier once, he introduced himself by saying, "At home, when I look out of the window, I see your name." Le Masurier was bemused until Price added, "It's on a totem pole." Now that, believe it or not, made sense. The 13 episodes of It Sticks Out Half a Mile proved to be John Le Masurier's final work. He died from an abdominal illness during the series' initial broadcast in November 1983. His self-written death notice in The Times stated that he had regrettably conked out. David Niven once said that working with Le Masurier was more like seeing a familiar face at a favorite club. Whether they went to clubs or not, many audiences felt the same. Information for this audio clip came from your audio series descriptions moderator, Roger Hohenbrink. This audio clip is provided by the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, a group of volunteers dedicated to preserving radio's past. If you would like more information on how you can assist in this effort, go to www.otterprojectonline.info. I'm your announcer, Doug Hopkinson.